Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, an all-pundit show with Fred Locken, Marlene Lockhart, Eric Herzig, and Paul Enos for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Marlene Lockhart is partner with the Lockhart Group. Eric Herzig, professor of political science at UNR. And Paul Enos, the Nevada Trucking Association, one of our proud sponsors. Great to have you all here. So let's start out with a special session. Your thoughts, Fred?
Well, it got over so quickly. I mean, it was an emotional tour de force, right? They did what they got together to do. Obviously, we had a couple amongst us that spent some time actually watching this show firsthand. Looks like they tried to feed some other things into the legislation or the various bills that were there. But this is good for Southern Nevada. Assurances from Paul, it actually is a good idea. Better transparency and better thresholds in it. So a pretty successful special session.
Marlene?
It was interesting. I was only down there for just a bit, just to say hello to some friends, but they moved and got their business done, put in a little surprise there at the end with the Senate resolution, but...
This was on the ESAs?
Yes.
Okay, explain, for those that may not be following this, explain what that was.
Well, it was a Senate concurrent resolution, as I recall, that expressed the sense of the Senate on the legislative intent of the school voucher bill with respect to kindergartners and children of military families, whether or not they would be eligible.
And this was backing up Dan Schwartz.
Yes. Yes, and so that was not in the governor's proclamation, but...
Which is why they had to do a resolution.
Yes, so that's why they went that route with the resolution and not any add-on legislation.
The interesting part of that, Marlene, was in the Senate, it passed unanimously. All the Democrats voted in favor of it. Now, it wasn't quite that way in the assembly. In fact, it was, you know, just it was a partisan vote in the assembly. So, what do you think the difference is in the calculations between the assembly Democrats and the Senate Democrats?
You know, I was surprised by the Senate, and I'm still trying to puzzle that out. I guess many of them didn't want to be viewed as voting against military families and little children, kindergartners. And so I think it boils down to not anything overly complicated, but just they didn't want to vote against military folks.
Eric, you know, it's interesting because the whole reason that there are exemptions is because the state can't afford to have every kid that would want to be pulled out of the system pulled out of the system.
Well, not every kid that wants to be pulled out of the system will be pulled out of the system. The numbers we're talking about, I mean, Dan Schwartz can go on and say how this is transforming all of education. It's like about 3,500 students, and there are like 430,000 students in the school system. I mean, essentially, many of the criticisms, transferring money to essentially wealthy people who already have kids in private school. You probably get feedback on that. This was thrown in at the last minute. It wasn't part of the governor's agenda, which I don't know. Well, why they had to do a resolution. And I would agree with Marlene. They did it because the optics of I voted for the military families.
Paul, you have the other side of this story.
Well, yeah, fundamentally, I think ESAs are a good thing. I think getting away from a public school system, which a lot of people believe is corrupt, and I think that you can effectively say has been ineffective in a lot of ways, is a good thing. Now, is the ESA bill perfect? Absolutely not. I mean, I look at it as somebody who sends his kids to parochial school who won't be able to take advantage of the vouchers. I see other kids at our schools who are on scholarship, whose parents are doing a tremendous sacrifice to be able to send their kids to school. They still have to come up with some money. They can't take advantage of that scholarship, and you have people who have much greater means who are able to. So, I mean, I see it from both sides.
You could send your kids to
private school or public school for 100 days, and I have a good friend of mine did that with his daughter, and it was a hunger strike for 10 days. It was crying for a month and a half, and she's having a very difficult time adjusting to that. And I talked to him a few weeks ago, and said, you know, I don't think I would have done it. I don't think looking back I would have done it now.
You know, Paul, you've got a couple of kids, right?
Yes.
I've got six, so I'll raise you four. I really don't see the public schools as this abject failure. I think that's just a phrase that gets tossed out. And my kids all made it through amazingly. They're all successful. Basically had a good experience.
And a kid who would go to Reno High School, I would agree with you. A kid who's going to go to Hug High School, they're going to have a different story.
But the kid that goes to Hug High School, the numbers are showing they're not going to take advantage of the very thing you're talking about. Those aren't the kids that the ESA
and
is helping.
And Eric,
so you're basically giving money to people like me, and that's just wrong.
That's the unfortunate part. And I think that's where we need to fix the system. That's where you do need to have a means test for this, especially when you have taxpayer dollars involved. So you can get those kids who are in the schools, like Hug High School, that are struggling, give them a better chance. I think that's what we all want from this.
I think this was one of the worst bills of this session. I don't think, I know Paul supports the concept, but this was so overreaching. And for them to assure the public and the citizens that this is going to get the at-risk child into private schools and leave that horrible school district isn't happening. There, it doesn't include busing. It doesn't include transportation.
It does include up to $750 a year for transportation in the bill. And if you're below poverty level, you do get a higher amount than somebody who isn't.
But it is unconstitutional. You're taking public dollars and feeding it into the private needs. You're going to lose transparency in this process. And you have the public process responding. You just had the No Child Left Behind change so that states gain more control over the educational system. Eric is right. It has been responsive in this district. There are ways to reform it. You should be focusing on ways to fix it instead of trying to move it, which to me is just is going to actually be the agent that destroys the public educational system.
All right, let's take a break. More with our pundits when we come back.
The 12th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Builders Alliance, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Resort Casino Reno.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation on this All Pundit show with Fred Locken, Marlene Lockhart, Eric Herzig, and Paul Enos. So, you know, we got off track onto the whole ESAs thing, which was fine. It was a good discussion on that. But let's talk about Faraday. You know, I talk to people who are not involved in the legislative process who go, is this for real? Is Chinese billionaire? Your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, Nevada's taking a very interesting risk in both Tesla and Faraday in an unproven market. And a lot of analysts are very skeptical that there is an electrical market coming for electric cars and such. On the other hand, after we said yes to Tesla, this came along. It clearly promises up to 4,500 jobs in Clark County, especially in North Las Vegas. For me, you know, it seems really odd that we're handing money over to a private developer to do the infrastructure. At least here in northern Nevada, they had done that all with private dollars.
But I will point out, and obviously TRI is a big sponsor of this program, Roger Norman put in huge money for the infrastructure, but when the Tesla deal was struck, there was huge money that came back to TRI for the road improvements and a lot of other things.
Right.
So it worked out in the end. There was a balance there. But you're right that the Apex folks, the people who own that business park, did not put the infrastructure in initially, but now they will have to do something. Otherwise, they will be wasting what is a golden opportunity. Marlene?
Well, I'm concerned that there was this discussion over water rights to dramatically change water rights initially in a 2-3-day session. That was very worrisome. I understand it all got worked out. But still, when you start tampering and putting an economic developer director in a position to expedite approval or assessment of a water rights request, that's concerning, and I think we need to watch that very carefully.
And the water, in fact, will end up coming. They do have groundwater there, but not enough. And so the water will eventually come from Lake Mead.
It's amazing to me that we never have enough water until we get a new business coming
well,
to town.
You know,
and then we miraculously the water.
We just had the head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, and he assures us that there is plenty of water for all the development that we are looking at.
I listened to the testimony, Sam.
A million
I heard what you heard.
People in Southern Nevada and a lot of new businesses, and they say they have the water.
Although not for the little business that has land at Apex and one at 8 acre feet. Yeah, we heard testimony from minority owned business Rain Today that they had applied. It took them 6 years to be told no. And of course, you know, they're over appropriated, right? They have over appropriated water rights down in Southern Nevada for a long time. So you can understand that. But that does sting a little if you are a business that has been there for a long time, who waited half a dozen years to be told no, and now you see this new business coming in. Don't know if they're real. Don't know if they're not. I hope they are. I hope this is successful.
I do too.
It's huge, but you know that definitely is an issue.
Okay, but Paul, were there not enough restrictions in the portion of the state funding that they will have to pay their tax money into a fund?
No, I think that this. I think that ultimately this is a. Can be a good deal. And, you know, you're right. I hope the electric car market is real. It's not new. We've had electric cars for a long time, you know, in this country. I mean, I saw an electric car from the teens, electric truck, actually, a few weeks ago. So, yeah, I hope it's real. I hope this comes to fruition and we can diversify our economy away from gaming.
That's kind of interesting. I am totally in agreement that it's economic diversification as well as economic development in Southern Nevada, but not in any of our lifetimes and probably our children's lifetimes is the tourism and gaming industry going to be diversified away from in Southern Nevada. Am I not correct, Eric?
You ask me, and I'm the oldest guy on the panel, so it's not going to happen in my lifetime. Ever since I've been in the state, I've always heard diversification, we're going to get away from gaming. Gaming's still the big dog. These are some serious efforts, though, and this is the new game plan. I'm somewhat punting here, whether you like it or not, and it's got all the warts. This is the new economic development plan that Governor Sandoval has brought, and I think we're going to live with it, stuck with it, whatever term you want to use. But we are looking to diversify in a whole new area with a lot of risks, with a lot of government, public-private money involvement. It really bothers the arch-conservatives. You know, NPRI comes out, rails against this all the time, and it affects liberals who are saying, oh, this money could be used somewhere else, you're giving away too many taxes. This is the future in terms of economic development in Nevada.
Well, and also, if you have a bare piece of land, it's not generating any tax revenue. And so the idea that you put in construction, you put in jobs, those people are going to be paying taxes, you know, along the way. It's not just the money that would come from the companies. So, you know, of course, I'm the big one in favor of Starborns, because I know that the Legends Complex in Sparks would not be there, Shields would not be there if it weren't for the Starbonds. The same with Cabela's, and the same for Tesla and for Faraday, and states all across the country are competing for these. Let's take a break. We'll come back more on this when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
It started Black Friday, and we're keeping it going with our extended holiday sale. Only at Home Solutions at Ace. The best deal of the season. Buy any select best rocker recliner and get a second one free with huge selection to choose from, starting at just $5.99. And wait till you see our Black Friday specials on solid wood dining sets, like this drop leaf table with four chairs. Was sale priced at just $4.99. But Black Friday price, with an additional 10% off, is just $4.49. In fact, save 10 to 30% on all select dining room furniture. Only at Home Solutions at Ace. The hardware store with an entire furniture center.
What made me want to become a medical assistant is I really enjoy helping people.
If you like helping people, you could be a medical assistant in as little as 18 months by enrolling at Career College of Northern Nevada. As a medical assistant, you'll work closely with doctors and nurses. You'll take vital signs and assist with patient exams.
There was a lot of support here, and they really made me feel like I could succeed and accomplish my goals. And I did.
Get started now by calling Career College of Northern Nevada.
Reno Auto Sound is Northern Nevada's premier car audio and window tint shop. Come to Reno Auto Sound now for $99 window tinting or remote car starters installed for just $199.
I'm heading down to Reno Auto Sound. Reno Auto Sound.
Recycled Furniture offers the area's only heat treatment of bedroom and upholstered furniture. When you are looking to buy or sell furniture, think Recycled Furniture. Recycled Furniture, Midtown Reno, where it's always new to you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with our All Pundit Show with Fred Locken, Marlene Lockhart, Eric Herzig, and Paul Enos. Interesting time at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And it struck me, for those that may not be aware, the ownership changed for a second time in the last year, and the owner turns out, after a week of denials, to be Sheldon Adelson and his family. But I think the performance of the paper itself has been just remarkable.
Well, it has. Everyone was concerned. I mean, this was the story in Nevada for more than, it was a couple of weeks of trying to figure out who had bought the newspaper. I've never done an interview about a paper takeover before. There's valid concern down there. And then getting it was delayed because they didn't want to, do it during the build-up to the debate, which seemed a little lame. I think this was one of the most mismanaged buys I've ever seen. But in reality, they had every right to do it. And now the question is, what is he going to do with this newspaper? Is he going to keep it arm's length, or is it going to become a mouthpiece?
Well, I think the thing that was fascinating to me was the courage and continuing courage of the reporters, the editor, and even the publisher of the Las Vegas Review-Journal to not only track down who had bought the paper, but the editorials that they have written. John L. Smith's column yesterday basically saying, Mr. Adelson, you got to live up to what you're saying here, and are we going to see his opinion just on the editorial page, if at all, or are we going to see it in the actual paper itself? Your thoughts, Marlene?
Well, I think there's going to be an awful lot of folks watching every news article now in the RJ to just determine what kind of influence appears, if any. And we'll see by, the bevy of reporters that stood up and investigated to uncover who the real buyer was. Those professionals are not going to stand for political interference. I know many of the reporters, and I think if we start to see a cascade of them leaving, we'll get our answer.
You only stand for that if you work for the Las Vegas Sun.
I agree there's influence in the Las Vegas Sun. How can we deny that? It's there. Everybody knows it, and you take that into consideration when you read the Las Vegas Sun.
And it was interesting because Kyle Roerink, who's been many times on this program, a good friend of this program, went from being a reporter for the Las Vegas Sun and is now handling communications for your good friend, Dina Titus. And I thought her comment at the end of her statement was the best. Do you recall what she said?
No, I don't.
Hopes she can get their endorsement.
Oh, yes, I did see that. Yes, she's never been able to so far, so who knows?
Don't think that's going to change.
Eric, your thoughts on this?
I would agree with you completely about the kind of courage of the reporters. And I would also say that what Marlene has now brought up, every story is going to be scrutinized. And if you come in with whatever your own bias is, you're going to see that, Sheldon Adelson is doing it. Or, no, he's not. They're finally reporting the real news. In a sense, the reporters, who I agree are courageous in this, they can't win no matter how they write the story.
Now. Oh, I disagree. So, you know something? I disagree because I'll tell you something. On this program, I am the most conflicted person in the world. I own the program. I book the guests. I book the pundits. And some of the people that are on the program sponsor the program. And as we did at the beginning of the show, I do my best to point out that the Nevada Trucking Association, for example, is a sponsor of this program. The Retail Association, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, they're all sponsors of the program. The program would not exist without them. But as long as we come out and say that this is, the position of these people, that they are financially involved then the public and legislators and everybody else can look at the program and say, all right, we understand that they're involved. Now let's listen to what they have to say and see if there's a bias in this program because of it.
I'm not completely disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is that you're giving a lot of credit to the viewers and readers who are viewing all of this through their own lenses. And it's not just what's happening now, but I can go back to when Molly Ball was at the Review Journal.
Now at the Atlantic, and wrote a great piece on this, too.
Oh, yeah. But I would talk to her, and they'd do a story, and you read the comments afterwards, and it was like, oh, liberal bias. Oh, no, she's being influenced by the RG's editorial board.
Talking about the comments?
And so I'm talking about the viewers. Courageous view by the reporters. The reporters can do their jobs. But now everything is going to be scrutinized because you've got the celebrity owner, in a sense. But
the reporters are, and I think they did show a tremendous amount of integrity.
Absolutely.
You know, I read John Ralston's column over the weekend, and, you know, I thought that was pretty spot on.
Yes,
it was.
I agree.
Five seconds.
The point that they paid so much money for that newspaper that was just purchased this year, and they bought it for the amount they did, raises all kinds of bells.
And we will know in the coming months.
Rings right back. Bells.
The 12th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Builders Alliance, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Resort Casino, Reno.
At Dollar Loan Center, getting a signature loan is easier than ever. You can complete the entire process online from the comfort of your own home. Go to don'tbebroke.com and fill out the online application in just 4 easy steps. You can also monitor your account, make payments, and check your balance from desktop computers or mobile devices. You never have to walk into a store. Visit us online today. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
At Palace Jewelry and Loan and All American Jewelry and Loan, you'll always find stores full of treasures, but none so valued as our customers. For a combined 78 years, we've been locally owned, and we've always enjoyed serving the needs of our communities. We have great gift ideas, cash to loan on anything of value, and we pay top dollar for scrap gold. Palace Jewelry and Loan in downtown Reno across from the El Dorado, and All American Jewelry and Loan across from Kmart and Sparks.
We've always been one family. Now we're one operation at two convenient locations.
Downtown Reno's ice rink at Aces Ballpark is open for skating 7 days a week. For details, visit renoaces.com.
At Gold Dust West, we believe in treating our neighbors right. Come by and enjoy a free piece of pie whenever you buy lunch or dinner. Be part of a Reno original. Our grill continues to be a hometown favorite. Chicken fried steak, homemade soups, charbroiled burgers. We have your favorite comfort food. It's free pie, only at the Gold Dust West.
Wake up and come play.
Learn something new.
Get moving with us.
There's lots to do.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
Right now at RC Willie, this 50-inch LED TV is only $3.99. RC Willie.
You can download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.